From the Civic Media Mothership, it's the John and Gordy Show.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Secondhand Omelette Shop, the only diner in town featuring refried eggs. This week only, you can buy two of Ed's famous eggshell omelets for only half the price of four.
Well, you know, we heard the fire trucks, right?
That's right.
And they hauled away the dumpster.
Yeah, they took the dumpster fire away from us.
What the hell was that all about?
Well, we can fire it up maybe a little bit later on. Oh, we got a lot more stories. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on here today. But first, we want to get into our Ride into Spring contest. This is the last day of the contest. All right. So you have four more chances to win that overnight stay at Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. I'm about to reveal the key word. Here's
what
how
is that
all,
keyword?
Well, I'll get to that in just a moment, right, John. Please stand by. But first I have to explain a little bit about
here.
This. The only way to enter the contest is to text in to win. And how do you do that? You need the Civic Media app, which you can download right now. It's free. It's available at the Apple Store or Google Play Store. You get the app, you get on the app, and you go to the Mad Radio section there. All of the radio stations are on there from Civic Media because this is a statewide contest. So you get on the app, go to the Mad Radio section, and right on there, you'll see a text button. You can text in the word, the keyword this hour for the 7 a.m. hour, and this is good to be texted all the way until 8 o'clock this morning.
Yes.
The word is warm. Okay,
W-A-R-M. It's going to get warm.
Warm,
today.
That's right. Warm is the word that you text in, and you could win an overnight stay to Chula Vista. You'll also be entered into the grand prize drawing, which includes a couple of bicycles and also patio furniture and a 3-in-1 blender, all kinds of goodies. Again, text in to win. Warm is the keyword for the 7 a.m. hour. We'll have other keywords at 10 a.m., 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. today, and today is the last day to enter, so get that word in, okay?
So it's not hot.
Warm.
Right?
It's warm.
It's warm.
Warm is the word.
It's not cool.
It's not grease is the word. It's warm is the word, okay?
Okay.
All right, we got
all right.
it?
Well, all
I think
right.
we covered it all. I think we got it. Very good. So right. text in to win.
Hit the app.
Hey, we've got some special guests in the studio
we
here.
We do.
There's a movie that's premiering, I believe, tonight. Yes. What is the name of the... First of all, let's introduce our guest.
Yes.
Our guest in the producing room there, Bob?
I can't talk right now. I'm texting warm.
What? Okay.
No, I'm Bob Love. I'm the writer and director of the movie. It's right. called A Time to Die.
A yes. Time to Die.
Sounds all like right. a James Bond thriller.
And we also have with us a couple of the actresses that are
in, it.
In the movie.
Yep.
I know we have Stephanie, I believe.
Yeah, hello. Hello.
Stephanie, what's your last name?
Quinnell.
All right.
Quinnell. And we have...
Hi there, I'm Jessica Jane Windham, and I play the villain Zahn.
There you go.
Ooh, wow. Okay. So, Bob, you put this movie together, right?
I had some help, yes.
Okay, but you're the director?
Yeah,
the
I am, yes.
Producer? Okay.
Yep.
Give us a little background about this movie.
Well, it's a horror comedy. It's kind of like Buffy the Vampire Slayer meets Evil Dead. And yes. it's all locally made. It's small budget, $20,000. And the actors, I got the cream of the crop here working for me. And I'm so lucky to have them.
Yeah. Excellent. And tell us a little bit about this movie was shot all locally, did you say?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, it was.
All around town here?
Yep. Yep.
What's the premise? Fill us in. Give us a storyline.
Okay, in a synopsis here, we have some soldiers who are in the future fighting a big zombie war, and there's a scientist in the present day. He's messing around with his time travel machine,
okay.
and he yanks these soldiers back into his time, along with the big bad person who is Jessica Jane with him.
Oh,
all right.
She slides in with them.
Yes,
right, these other soldiers.
Yes.
All right.
All right, Jessica, tell us a little bit about how things go from there.
Are you prepared for that? How did you mentally prepare for this role?
How did I mentally prepare to be a zombie-making yes. genius from the future?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was a natural
that?
Crossover.
Right.
I'm already a genius, and I love zombies. So
method acting.
Yeah, yeah. Very method, very. And okay. I worked on my sort of British accent to do a vague Alan Rickman impression.
You, yes, definitely have to have
give us a little taste of that. Yes.
I don't want to give it away. You got to come see the movie. If you want my questionable accent, come to the movie.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. See, the whole thing is it's questionable.
And now, Stephanie, tell us about your role in this.
I play a military soldier called Blink is my nickname.
Nice.
I'm sort of second in command to my captain and sort of in the more serious one of the group. So
yeah.
I did earn the nickname the Tough Chick from a few,
beautiful
watches. So.
All right. So you're one of the action people, right?
Yeah.
You take action. And the villain, the inspiration here is obviously... that we're finally getting even with the British actors who play Americans.
Exactly. That was the subtext. So,
all right. I'm catching on to this now.
Now, Bob, how long have you been working on this project? When did it get started?
One or two lifetimes ago. It's been 3 years since we first started it. COVID, we came in kind of on the tail end of COVID, and we kind of had to take it slow. And then the actors, like Steph, they went through martial arts training.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
so
cool.
Do not cross her. She will hurt you.
Do you have a belt or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Are you still doing the self-defense classes?
I would like to keep up with it. Hopefully after we kind of get this going and rolling with
Become
shows.
A star. I know. Star power.
And so now the movie is premiering tonight.
Correct. We're at the Overture Center in...
right across the street.
Yep, the Promenade Hall, and we're sold out.
If you need tickets, but wow.
No all tickets right. for you. Unless you're Taylor Swift, you can't get in.
All right. Well, we'll contact Taylor and see if she's coming. what time, for people that have tickets, what time do they need to get there?
The doors open at 6:15, and the show starts at 7.
Okay.
Well, right. I do want to ask the actors who did all the work in this film, were the conditions okay? Too cold, too warm? The weather worked?
Well, there was...
The director is here, sitting here waiting for this answer.
There was one series of tricky days in a warehouse in the winter in the middle of a windswept plane.
Yeah.
But they gave us hand warmers and propane heaters, so we got to huddle around those.
Wow.
But the art... makes it all worth it.
It does. Was it kind of moody? I mean, you're in a place like that. Kind of gets you in the mood of, being a supervillain, basically,
This amazing man had sound stages built in the middle of this random warehouse. So you walked in, and it looked like you were walking into a weird, futuristic, like, computer. It was very interesting. Like, I was like, we're walking into a barn. And then, it's a computer bank. There's a time travel machine over there. Yeah. And yet here I am in 40 minutes away from Madison.
That's right. There you go. And you were grabbed from the future, correct?
Yes.
All right. So you have all the future technology and the weapons in order to try and defeat the individuals here in our time.
Yes.
And what was the threat that we had in our time that you were here trying to stop?
You're getting in the weeds on the plot line.
They all got pulled over by mistake.
Oh.
And Zahn, being the bad guy, says, all right, they're not prepared for me. And so she turns everybody in the room into a zombie, except one of the soldiers manages to get away. And so becomes the hero's goal to defeat Zahn and save her squad, which Steph is a part of.
Yes. Okay.
Now, I imagine there's a lot of costuming and a lot of prop work that went into this. How long did it take to put the costumes together and all that? I mean, I'm sure you want to have a tip of the hat to the folks that did all that.
April Cheney was fantastic. She helped. She's my associate director, and she helped out so much with makeup and costumes. And actually, Steph did a fair amount of makeup, too. She's a very talented makeup artist. And then with props, we have a gentleman called Paul Hollenbeck. He's worked on a number of haunted houses around here, and the dude is supremely talented. We got lucky to get him.
Now, okay. Did you have, like, special effects, people getting run through with weaponry?
Just, like, an overarching question. This is from Catherine, actually. How did you do it for $20,000? Like, that's a really tight budget.
Yeah. Good question.
My actors, are fantastic. Nobody got paid. The only person who got paid, I gave $20 because they drove 2 hours to get to where we were going. Again, very lucky to work with this cast.
Yeah,
excellent. And Bob, what do you hope for this movie after this premiere? Where will this go? Where will you?
Well, we're going to take it to a couple festivals. Okay. We've got the Sawdust Fright Fest up in Oshkosh in October.
The Sawdust Fright Fest?
Yeah. It's,
you know. What's the sawdust part of it?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. But it's a good film festival. And then I want to get us into Chicago and some of the film festivals around here. But the big thing is to get us out on platforms like Amazon and Tubi and Shudder and you know, start making.
And the name of the movie again?
A Time to Die.
Is this your first movie?
No, I've done one other feature film and a bunch of short films.
All right. Okay. All right.
So people can look for it on YouTube and all the, what were the other ones you mentioned there?
Amazon and Shudder and Tubi.
Okay. Very good. And good luck with the premiere tonight. You excited about this? You have some special things going on tonight, right?
We're going to be showing the movie, and then afterwards, the actors are going to be signing autographs on posters and DVDs, and then we're having a party at Aftershock Classic Arcade. So
excellent. Shot glasses of blood, I would assume.
I can only hope.
Okay, and brains.
Yes, of course.
A plate of brains, rather.
I know. This is scary, but are there some? It's kind of fun too.
Oh
right?
Yeah. So it's over the top. We've got a couple. Times actually, Steph punches a guy in the chest and her fist comes out his back.
Oh.
So it's that kind of humor.
I did see the trailer, and you know, people, and that was my question. People are being run through with the you know, whatever. How did you accomplish something like that? Is that put in later or?
Yeah, we do some of the shots when we have Steph and the actor, and then we'll have a dummy that will actually run a fist through.
Oh.
Because actors don't like having that happen.
No. Well, you know.
Against their union thing, too. Well, good luck with the movie. Again, it premieres tonight at the Overture. You're all sold out for tonight, but people can find it on YouTube and all the other places you mentioned there.
Well, thank you so much for having us on.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Stephanie,
really
Jessica, Bob. Good luck
in your careers.
Thanks.
All right.
Have fun. We're back with more of John and Gordy. We'll get the dumpster fire fired up again and rockers coming up right around the corner.
WMDX. Every moment is a time to die for us.
Yeah, it should be the title of our movie that comes out.
That's true.
A Time to Die tonight to the Overture. And thanks to Bob and Stephanie and Jessica for coming in.
We got
in.
Some real trash to burn here, but first.
But first, we want to give you an update on the Ride into Spring contest. This is where you can text in to win. It's a statewide contest for civic media. You just get the app. Got to have the app. It's free. You download it, you get on the app, you can text in the word, and the word this hour is warm. We will do other keywords later on today at 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 3 o'clock, different words for each of those hours, and you have until 8 o'clock this morning to text in the word warm. That enters you into the contest. We've been giving away four Chula Vista overnight stays every day during the contest. Today is the last day to get into that. Every text gets in to the grand prize drawing, which will take place next week. We've got a couple of bikes and some patio furniture and some real cool goodies. We'll do that next week. But again, the word this hour is warm. Text that in to us, and you'll have a chance to win overnight stay at Chula Vista. All right.
All right, Sam. All right. The number this hour is 598. We're going to get to this incredible story. This is RFK Jr.
Wait a minute. We get another dumpster fire going?
They took the other dumpster away from it. Start the fire.
We got a new dumpster out there that's got more trash in it.
We've
got
to throw this in a few moments. So warm up the
dumpster. Fire Friday. Okay.
Kick the side of it.
There we go.
Can we kick the side of it?
Yeah. Yeah, kick it.
There you go. Well, not yet.
Okay.
The fire trucks are coming again.
Okay, all what's right. going in the dumpster all right,
well,
fire
this time
now?
It's RFK Jr. comment he made about swimming in chemicals and turning kids into transgender individuals. Let's take this cut. 598.
A lot of the problems we see in kids, and particularly boys, it's probably underappreciated that how much of that is coming from chemical exposures, including a lot of the sexual dysphoria that we're seeing. They're swimming through a soup of toxic chemicals today, and many of those are endocrine disruptors. There's atrazine throughout our water supply. Atrazine, by the way, if you in a lab put atrazine in a tank full of frogs, it will chemically castrate and forcibly feminize every frog in there.
Nice to know.
And 10% of the frogs, the male frogs, will turn into fully viable females able to produce viable eggs. If it's doing that to frogs, there's a lot of other evidence that it's doing it to human beings as well.
Just god awful.
He sounds like Alex Jones talking about the chemicals turning the frogs.
Same kind of wackiness.
When you have to resort to stories like that,
right?
I mean, you are perusing the internet in a bad way. you're looking at the wrong stories.
Need help.
All right.
Yeah.
Cue up 604. This is an amazing thing. I think this is from the Daily Show, but something Trump said that he didn't quite say correctly, and they played off of it. It's called Truth Central. Okay?
All right.
Let's check this out.
Okay. Are you tired of lamestream social media apps that don't give you free speech? Check out Troth Truth Central. What is Troth Truth Central? It's three things. Troth, truth, and central. Why did we start Troth Truth Central? It's self-explanatory.
We had to give the American people their voice back by building something called Troth Truth Central.
Troth Truth Central.
It rolls off the tongue.
It's the future of Central Mordia Media.
Troth Truth Central?
I think he didn't quite say the name of his... Well, by the way, he's a billionaire now again because they sold Troth Truth Central. If I can just remember that, I'm going to use that every time. I really am.
Do you ever take this into a meeting? That's not really a great name.
Throw that one in the dumpster. Truth Central.
All right. What else we got?
Let's get to our own actor and comedian, Eric Hovde. He had this comment.
He's a funny guy. Yeah.
I'm quoting.
Yeah.
We don't engage in hard labor like we did. Mm. We don't have as many accidents on the job. Most of us, anyway. Mm. Now we're involved in some type of white collar profession or even a profession that are involved in manual labor because it's much safer, much more protective.
Okay.
Think of farming. Okay. Look at the old physical toll that it would take on the body. Now you're largely driving around a tractor.
Really?
Yes, those lazy farmers, all they have to do now is just hop on the tractor and drive around the farm. You take a look at what's going on. Because there's nothing else to do on the farm.
When was the last time he was on a farm, actually observing what goes on a farm?
That's never been on a farm. Now they're just on the tractors,
driving around aimlessly.
Watching
GPS. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Okay, Eric, throw that one in the dumpster.
More on Eric Hovde. He posted this. This is his reaction to this story. Dollar Tree to raise prices again in 2024. But even as our multi-price assortment expands, it said in the story, the vast majority of the items sold in Dollar Tree stores will remain at our entry-level fixed price point, okay? So he's getting angry that Dollar Tree is going to raise prices, all right? So his comment on Dollar Tree raising the prices on just a few new items that they're adding was this. Will Senator Baldwin blame this one on corporate greed as well? No, not really, because he didn't read the story about Dollar Tree at all. I read it, and thank you for the tip-off on that, Huffy. I didn't know about this story. But anyway, Dollar Tree botched the Family Dollar acquisition that it had, and it was still struggling to kind of right that wrong. They had a lot of debt, Family Dollar did, and it's slightly expanding their selection of goods in the store that might be just a little bit higher, but, you know, $5, $6 is really the total amount. And everything else is still the same price. Seriously, what the hell was he talking about or objecting to, right? I mean,
it's Dollar Tree.
Yes, it's Dollar Tree. They've added a few items that might be a little pricier, but not real pricey.
And still, you know,
and
you're going to get
Baldwin for the rise in the prices at Dollar Tree stores.
He's struggling with that campaign.
He really, I'm telling you.
Grasping straws. Cheap Dollar Tree straws.
Yes. Yeah. How much time do we have?
About a minute.
Okay. I want to just mention, you know, Joe Lieberman passed away. Sad news for that family. Yeah. I understand that. But
Al Gore's vice president.
I will never forget this guy.
Yeah,
he was the lone vote that prevented the ACA Obamacare from having a public option. Can you imagine? The public option would have been the big test to see if people were afraid of government health care, life insurance, basically, not controlling doctors or hospitals, just the insurance part of it. It would have tested that option. People could have jumped onto that, and it could have grown incredibly.
Yep.
I mean, we could have tested that. We could have found out if it worked or not, but he kept it off, and that's what I blame Joe Lieberman for.
Yeah.
Never forgive him.
Okay. It is 7:28. Coming up. Well, we've got news, we've got weather, we've got Pam Yonke.
Oh, yes, there's the dumpster.
The dumpster fire continues. And also coming up, Rocker is in the studio. He's going to tell us what to expect on this weekend's edition of Max Inc.
Burn, burn, burn. Yeah, burn, baby, burn.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Department Store, which this week only is featuring its annual clearance sale. No, not clearance. This is their clearance sale. Any customer named Clarence will receive 15% off any purchase during this week only. Offer void where not prohibited by law.
You know, they started having problems with fake IDs. Just
for clearance
on the clearance day sale.
That's right. Yeah, they had to stop it.
I thought they were going to stop it, but I guess not.
I guess not. Welcome back. It's John and Gordy for Friday morning. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Before we welcome Rocker in here, we want to remind you one more time. This is the last day for our Ride into Spring Text to Win contest.
Yeah.
This is where you can text in the word of this hour, which is warm. And you got it on the Civic Media app. You text in. It's a statewide contest. So you have other Civic radio stations also doing this. You can check those out. But get on the Civic Media app. Go to the Mad Radio page there and text in the word warm. You need to do that before 8 a.m. this morning. There'll be other keywords at 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock. And those will be also on all the Civic Media news and talk stations and music stations. And then you are entered in. Today will be the last day we draw for Chula Vista overnight stays. We'll do that four times today, four winners by later on today. And then next week we have the grand prize drawing for a couple of bicycles, some patio furniture, and a 3-in-1 blender for your kitchen. Those
blender.
Are really cool.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. High tech. All right. Very good.
All right. Sounds great. I mean, this is one of our favorite times of the week.
Especially
where we
on
get
Fridays.
We talk to Rocker, and we get to review a lot of Wisconsin bands, Wisconsin music, and that's what we're featuring here on the program. What do we got today?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on again.
Always good to see you, man.
Max Inc. Radio. So yes. We are Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight here on the Civic Media Network and, of course, 92.7 Mad Radio. And just to give you guys kind of a summary, we do 6 to 9. We spin local music and we interview local personalities and musicians and Wisconsin artists. And then at 9 p.m., we have a live concert every week we call Live in the Lair. And we have performers come in here and perform live on the radio. And then 10 to midnight, it's Max and Kevy. But going to tell you guys a little secret. April 7th, we're going to change because we used to repeat our show on Sunday.
Yeah.
But we're going to start all new programming for Max Inc. Radio on Sunday nights now.
What?
6 p.m. to midnight. Yeah,
wait,
that's right.
You know how much work that is?
It's a lot of work, yes. I do know how much it is.
So wait, I'm confused. So it'll be both nights, Saturday and Sunday?
Okay, so currently,
it's rerun on Sunday.
Saturday is live show, 6 to midnight,
right?
And then Sunday, we repeat the whole thing so everybody gets to hear it again. Okay. But now we're going to change.
Right.
So we're going to go 6 to 9 p.m. is going to be, we're going to start a top 10 show. So top 10 top 10 songs from Wisconsin artists that we're going to eventually have set up to vote. So you'll be able to vote on these songs.
Perfect.
Excellent.
Perfect.
And then from 9 to 10, we'll have the Live in the Lair repeat because that's so cool. And then we're going to move Max and Kevy to Sunday nights.
Okay.
And then Saturday nights, 10 to midnight, we're going to bring Rob Roberts on for Live and Local. He's Jimmy K's backup in the studio. When he's not here, and now he's going to start his own show here on Max Inc. Radio. So,
excellent.
Lots of new programming coming up starting in early April. So
I like it. Very good. All right, this weekend.
Tomorrow.
Yep.
We're gonna be talking to another filmmaker who's made a Richard Davis documentary. Richard Davis, the famous bassist jazz bassist, played taught here at the UW for many, many years, passed away not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be a Richard Davis documentary, and we'll be with Terry Barr. She's back from Florida, so it's going to be a good show. And we have Josh Hardy live in the Lair. And Josh Hardy, he's released several internationally acclaimed albums performing across U.S. and Europe, and his live show has proven that good storytelling combined with journeyman musicianship is an authentic as music gets. So when he's not on the road, he resides right here in Madison. He's a member of the Folk Alliance and a founding member of the Wisconsin Room, an organization that promotes Wisconsin artists to an international audience and brings world-class music to Madison from elsewhere in the form of gigs in at different venues. So Josh is going to be playing at the Marquette Waterfront Festival here in Madison, taking place June 8th and 9th at Yahara Place Park in Lake Monona. Right now, I brought a little clip in from Josh Hardy. This song is called Home.
Back at home, everything's the same since you've been gone. I still wake up every morning, the same old train and the whistle blown. Time. I'm gonna try to write this letter down. I'll try not to seem alone.
I just love music like that. Where it's great guitar picking and a melodic tune like that was fantastic.
Great vocals.
He's really, really good. He's been around for some time, and he's been doing this since he was a kid. So it'll be great
good
to
stuff.
Talk to him. He'll be live tomorrow night right here in the studio, 9 to 10 p.m. on Max Inc. Radio, Live in the Lair. Hey, I got some other information. Chris Sandoval, he's a drummer around here, kind of a local star. Mm-hmm. He's a veteran percussionist, and he's most recently been in the Jimmies. And his long history includes Maria Muldaur, Tommy Castro, and two Grammy nominations. He was rushed to the hospital on Valentine's Day for emergency open-heart surgery. So he's recovering. The music community, with support of the Blues Hall of Fame, is coming together for an afternoon to help defray his expenses. That is going to be at the Red Rooster Sunday, April 14th. It's kind of a fundraiser for him. And among the artists who are going to be performing is Paul Flipwitz, the Bird Dog Blues Band, and members of the Jimmy. So it's going to kind of be a good jam. We're going to get together and help him out. I brought actually two songs from Paul Flipwitz because, in case you don't know Paul Flipwitz, he's in the rock are in the Blues Hall of Fame in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And he's from Jefferson here, but he's legendary. I mean, like you said, I used to see him at the Crystal.
Yeah, I saw him all the time at the Crystal Corner Bar back in the, I guess, the early 80s, mid 80s. He was there quite frequently. Excellent guitar player. Just really a great band, too. Just great stuff.
An amazing guy. He's always great to see live. He's always wearing some kind of crazy suit.
Yeah.
He entertains. So let's play the first cut. This is called When I Get to Town. This is Paul Flipowitz.
All right. When I get to town.
I do, you know, because so often we're playing songs where you just hear the singing, you know.
Yeah.
But let's hear a little instrumental from Paul, because he's just an incredible blues guitar player.
All right.
This is called Pier 43. It's new.
That's an amazing little cut there, because you know, if you're a guitar player, bending the strings like that is just he knows how to do that so well, and it's really a specific way of bending it, and it's easy,
Gordy. I'll show you how to do it.
Oh, okay. All right.
By the way, I have a challenge to every band out there.
Yeah?
Every one of them we play here. Every band that plays in Wisconsin. A challenge to all of you.
What?
Put an instrumental out. You know?
I
miss the days of instrumentals.
Instrumental songs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It used to be a big deal back in the old days.
Rush always used to have an instrumental on every album. Metallica. Metallica is a band that's known for putting out instrumental songs on all their early albums. I think it's a good thing.
Get the word out, okay?
We're getting the word out.
You're the connection. Tell them.
All right.
Order them.
Chris Sandoval Benefit. Remember, Sunday, April 14th at the Red Rooster. Okay. Paul Flipowitz will be playing there. Next up here, we have Reverend Raven and the Chain-Smoking Altar Boys featuring West Side Andy. Reverend Raven is a Milwaukee blues band, but they've been playing with West Side Andy for years and years and years. Of course, he's a harmonica player from right here in Madison. And Rev Raven, and they play traditional blues with a straight-up big dose of passion. And they're going to be at North Street Cabaret here in Madison on the north side Friday, March 29th. That's tonight.
Hey.
So let's hear something tonight. This is called Beehive Baby. It's Reverend Raven and the Chain-Smoking Altar Boys with West Side Andy.
All right.
With your blonde hair, sparkling eyes, you look so good, gonna make my stinger rise. Come on, lady, and be my beehive, baby.
Title of that?
That song is called Beehive Baby.
That's what I thought of.
You like that?
That's a great line. Yeah,
isn't that great? A little bit of West Side Andy playing harmonica there.
Oh,
if you haven't seen him, he's a world class harmonica player.
Yeah. Well, the only thing missing now is the tuba. And
right. Well, you know what they call the harmonica is the Mississippi saxophone.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
For the harp players out there, a little tip of the hat there.
I never heard that. That's a great little factoid there.
Yeah, okay. Just thought I'd throw that
in. Well, you just made that up.
Factoids from Gordy.
Okay.
We're searching that. Search.
Look on the internet.
Look on the internet. Search back and text us warm, before 8 o'clock. And
that's right.
See, Gordy had to play with the tuba this last week.
Yeah, there was an open jam at Kona Michi in Baraboo with Shondell Marks, and I was playing there helping her out. Somebody brought a tuba, came up and sang a song, and played their tuba during the song. I mean, you don't see that everywhere.
Only in Wisconsin.
Right. It was great, actually. All right, on with the show.
Next up, we have Amelia Ford. Now, she is from Green Bay. She's the winner of Whammy's 2023 Album of the Year. Mm-hmm. Amelia Ford mixes soft soprano with raw grit, and she has she plays a lot of covers and has over 50 original songs. She tours relentlessly. Wow. She's going to be playing Friday, April 5th at the Main Street Music in Brooklyn, Wisconsin. That's down kind of south of Oregon there a little bit. Let's try this. This is Loyal from Amelia Ford.
All right.
I take your ankle for all these curds and ways of fables.
Original song?
What's that?
Is that an original song?
Yes.
She's got a fantastic voice.
Yeah, what a terrific voice.
Great song as well.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good. It's 7:49. Rocker is in the studio. We're going to come back with more of what's happening in Max Inc. World.
WMDX, the John and Gordy Show. Rocker's in the studio. We're taking a listen to a lot of Wisconsin bands here, and we've got more.
All right, let's keep it up with the Millbillies. They won Whammy Artist of the Year in 2020, and the Millbillies are a five-piece string band slinging high-energy bluegrass. And
excellent.
These guys are playing at the Harmony Bar over on Atwood Friday, April 5th. They're playing with Buffalo Galaxy and Harmore. And it looks like I left the song name. Yeah. Sam, do you have the song name there?
This is Cream City Woman.
Cream City Woman. This is the Millbillies.
Yeah, Milwaukee Woman.
Okay.
She like everything that everybody hates, like fancy cars wearing out of state plays, like losing big, like quitting nicotine. She lights up every time she smells gasoline. Cream City Woman.
Nice fiddle.
Yep.
She ain't hung along. She
good stuff.
Fun guys, and they'll be playing Friday, April 5th at the Harmony Bar on Atwood. That is the Millbillies, and I have one more song for you guys.
Just
and,
one?
And now we'll kind of rock it out a little bit. The Magic Conch, they're a high-energy, progressive funk rock band formed in Madison, Wisconsin. Their unique blend of heavy grooves, intricate playing, and soaring melodies has made Magic Conch a fan favorite in Madison, and they really are. They have released a new album, Fine Dining and Breathing, but today I thought I'd bring in a throwback from them. They'll be playing Friday, May 17th at the Burr Oak on Winnebago, along with Work and Modern Joey. And this song is from their first album. This is Witchcraft. This is the Magic Conch.
All right.
Today. Last night I walked out cause I just found out that she put on a play. My head needs a bed cause I don't have a place to stay. She was a two-fanged, cutthroat type of dame, sending me on my way.
I like that a lot.
They're a fun
they're
band.
Really good.
They're really good band.
They're at Burr Oak on May 17th.
Yeah, Burr Oak on May 17th with Work.
What a great venue that is.
Could somebody make a neon sign for Burr Oak so we can find that? just somebody, please. Give it to them.
It's like a secret place. You got to find it.
Yeah, have you ever been to the Notchbiel up on the square?
No.
So the Notchbiel is a bar. They don't have a phone. They don't have a website. You have to know it's there, and they have the most immediate. It's like a European, right? Mm-hmm. So they have the windows kind of open to the outside. So it's very like an Amsterdam bar.
Yeah,
they spin all this music at night with crazy DJs. They have all this stuff going on there, but you'll never know unless you know.
Ah.
No phone.
It's
can't
off the
call.
Square. What street is it on?
Yeah. It's right on the square, Notchbiel, just off the square. I'm trying to think what street that is.
Yeah, I know. So
King Street, I think.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. We'll look for that one.
Let's go for drinks.
Like a speakeasy.
Hey, I like it.
Yeah.
So I got a question for you. Last week, who did you have in here Saturday night that had the big band in here?
Linda and the Zeros.
Yeah. That was great. I was listening.
Oh, my goodness.
How many band members were packed in here?
10.
In the studio here?
Yes. Wow. We had 10
people. Did you have any of them out there in the lobby?
Yeah, we did. Well, we put the horn section out there. So they had a four-piece horn section that we put out there and a conga player. So that was in the lounge. We put them in the lounge so that it kind of separates the noisy instruments from what we're doing more in the headphones. And we have to mix it all together right in here. It's pretty crazy.
The live mix sounded great. I was listening at home. I mean, it was like, wow, that was really well done. I mean, it sounded excellent.
And it's on the website right now. So if you go to maxincradio.com and check live in the Lair podcasts, you'll find it from last week, and that's going to be great. We've been releasing video too, so if you go to YouTube and go and find our YouTube page Max Inc Radio, you'll see a lot of those performances. Now we're filming right here in the Lair.
Excellent. And again, the rundown for this weekend.
This weekend we're going to have Josh Hardy, 9 to 10 p.m. live in the Lair, and a film documentary director for Richard Davis, which is I can't wait to see that film.
Yeah.
Richard Davis was just an amazing, legendary jazz bassist.
Absolutely, yeah. And if bands out there want to contact you, if some local bands that want to get on the show eventually, how do they do that?
Well, you can send us your MP3s to music@civicmedia.us, or just go to maxincradio.com and you can pretty much get a hold of us. I mean, we love to play local bands' music, even bands that are long since dead. We like playing the throwbacks. In fact, that's one of the things that is going to be coming up in our new programming. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Rocker's Closet. So I'm going to be continually pulling stuff out of my closet that
I'm
are
afraid
old.
Of what's in that closet. Wait a minute. When does that new format start?
And when you open my door, like MP3s fall all on your head.
When does that switchover take
place? April 7th is when we're going to start issuing our new programming. So, it's we're working real hard to make sure that we come on time.
So you're going to have like a zombie music show, right?
Exactly.
Playing things back.
I like it.
Oh, I love playing, because, I mean, Led Zeppelin, right? They're going to be playing forever.
Yeah.
But the local band here that breaks up, once they break up, nobody's pushing their music. Nobody's playing it anymore. You know what I mean? So at Max Inc. Radio, we can do that.
Yeah.
And we have a large large library that goes back a long ways.
I'm surprised they don't put the music on the internet themselves, you know, and make sure that their music is still out there accessible.
When you have a local band that breaks up, it usually doesn't, it just breaks up and it's just like gone. You know, there's nobody tending the farm anymore.
Somebody in the band wrote the music, played the music, and still wants it out there, accessible to everybody.
Yeah, not the drummer.
Rocker, well,
there's a story there, man.
Always good to see you, man. Fun weekend on Max Inc. Hey, that's going to do it for John and Gordy for this week. We are all out of time, but we want to thank Sam Davison and also our guest from earlier in the show, the folks from A Time to Die, that zombie movie tonight.
Yes, tonight, premiering.
That's it. On behalf of John Peterson, I'm Gordy Young. We hope you have a great weekend. Tune in Monday for our special April Fool's Day John and Gordy show. Oh, right. You want to be there.